Fitter's Mate of Summer School, 1976. His closing address to the group on Monday morning, 21st of June.
Well, another summer school week is over. It's coming to its close anyway. I hope you have all been happy, have found refreshment, something new and inspiring in your lives through being here, just as I have learned a very great deal from all of you. I want to thank each and every one of you, first for your presence here. It's a gracious act on your part to consent to join with all of us here together, each one of you to join with all of us here together. It is, although one may not be conscious of it, an act of communion, because you come willingly. There is no compulsion for you to come. You come just as you please. Like that little song, you know, boys and girls come out to play, come with your goodwill or come not at all. It's just that sort of situation. Come with your goodwill. And to me, it is a sign of your goodwill. And there are not many people who are as fortunate as I am in having genuine goodwill from all of you, my friends, my brethren, whom I try to serve. That's all. That is my only objective, to be of service to you. I don't mind repeating, you must not regard me as the teacher. We are learners together. It's very important to realize that, because our present world age has moved to this point where men and women the world over are beginning to realize the meaning of individuality, the meaning of self-responsibility. Mankind is somewhere, shall we say, either just approaching or a little bit in the middle of its adolescent condition. And with adolescence, there is the onset of a feeling of self-responsibility. I am on my own. And I must, those of us who are somewhat stable, feel that I must do what is right and proper for me to do, fulfill my place in the scheme of things. So, when we, you and I, meet here, it is a mutual, and I hope a natural and spontaneous communion, communication, an interfluence flowing out of oneself and taking what flows into oneself. this process of interfluence is a universal fact. This is what actually happens everywhere. And if we are sensitive to it and awake to it, with the vision of what each one of us is growing towards, then this sort of gathering is something very precious, something very beautiful, something true to life. Don't try to remember all this. Hold it, to grasp it and fix it in memory. It has happened, it belongs to the past. Tomorrow will be the resultant of our yesterdays during the week. Don't hold on to the yesterdays, because they'll be merely mental constructs. You don't treasure the envelopes, you treasure the message in the letter. The message in this case is a living message. And the living means the now, the here now. The past 7 days will inevitably work through each of us, as the past 7 years, the past 7 centuries, the past 7 world periods all live in the immediate now, the here now. One of our supreme tasks as self-responsible individual human beings who are learning is to be as attentive as possible to the immediate here now. A difficult task. I know how difficult it is. It is, don't think for a moment that I live on Olympian heights or in a nirvanic state or any such thing. What you are, I am. What I am, you are. Another version of each other, that is what we are. And it is not exactly wisdom to try and measure these things. Oh, but he is far ahead of me, or oh, I am far ahead of him or her. That is folly. There is no measuring rod available. For the simple reason, each one of us is unique. If we look around at each other, even the physical appearance is unique. There's no one else like you in the world. You in the individual. You the individual. No one else. Absolutely no one else. And so, to attempt to measure is a mistake. Entering into the deeps, measurement belongs to the realm of the finite, the mortal. Do we want to force ourselves regressively back into the non-human state, because if we are truly human, for us is the vision of immortality, of perfection. Perfection is immeasurable. Immortality, deathlessness. The deathlessness here and now. There is no other deathlessness realizable by the individual living human being. This intensity of awareness here now, which doesn't cling to the past, which doesn't anticipate or desire the future. By dinner time in the evening today, we shall all have gone away from here and reached our own homes. We will say, oh, back in the old atmosphere. No. Back, if you like, in a particular locality, yes. The locality which we knew before we came here, etc. But we are not back in the old atmosphere. We are slaves of our memories, of our fears, of our aversions, of our attachments, when we say back in the old atmosphere. The atmosphere never stays put. It also changes, just as you and I change constantly. So, when we go back, let us go back with new eyes, with a new power of seeing, new ears, with a new power of hearing. And let us more and more awake to this constant renewal that goes on. I alone, through my ignorance or folly, can obstruct that renewal and spoil it for me, grasping at what I feel is the desirable and trying to avert what I feel is the undesirable. The desirable and the undesirable will everlastingly come along with the stream of life in succession, in alternation. Not to grasp at either means that I am learning if I look, if I listen. This is one of the deepest aspects of discipline. Of the discipline of the human life, which is the religious life. And the term human life gives the feeling of all inclusiveness. Exclude nothing whatsoever. If the devil comes galloping at us, you see, don't get frightened. Don't move out of the way. Just look at him and say, hello? Have you got a cow? angel comes along, don't fall down in fear and tremble. Inquire how the Lord is getting on. Be happy. Something new, something fresh. If there are flies in the ointment, or remove the flies. Put them in their proper place, that's all. Don't throw the ointment away. Probably not necessary. Sometimes it may be necessary, admittedly. But on the whole, not necessary. Sort of natural tendency to be against, to oppose, is a sign of weakness, not of strength. Life will always throw its challenges. And because we are not sufficiently clear-seeing, if we pick up the challenge because we feel we can meet it, we pick it up in the spirit of opposition. But with every challenge, remember that your invincibility lies in your resiliency. Your absorptivity. How resilient am I? How absorptive am I? We say God is the omnipresent. There is that phrase which we use. Or the reality is omnipresent. That which is omnipresent is wholly absorptive. Is it not? Otherwise it cannot be omnipresent. It is wholly absorptive. It is totally resilient. And the totally resilient is empty of all obstruction to life. When we meet together like this for a week, so much is stirred up, so to say. Such, and amongst other things, a powerful longing emerges. If it can always be like this, if assuming that it was happy and agreeable. If it can always be like this. Do you know, you'd get very bored if it was always like this. You know how, for example, in Christian doctrine, they say that God wants man to love him. Is he so lacking that he needs my love or your love? You see, he must be occasionally, at least, a little bit bored with his heavenly glory. It's a bit of excitement, you know, to have a little trouble with some rebellious archangel or angel or then he feels very happy. Then he's able to say, oh, but I am God. That's all right. All's well. I'm in heaven. All's well. All's right. If we can have some of that sort of transcendent, that divine, humorous feeling about life, I think we could meet almost anything. We'll stumble, we'll fall. But here in this circumstance, we are energized. We are sensitized. This is a beautiful place, peaceful, quiet, wonderful, healing, restful. It's like one's Sabbath, so to say. Refreshing, all right. But when we go into another situation which is not like this, then the devil is coming galloping at us. Now's the time to sensitively absorb what's coming, to be resilient towards it. And what, if we may use that commoner garden word, progress we have made, will be indicated by the way we meet life from this evening onwards. For the next few days, weeks, whatever it may be. Your well-being, your goodness, your happiness, all these three are intimately interwoven. The happy person is the good person, and the good person is the happy person. As I said earlier, life throws the challenge. Attend to the challenge, and the goodness and happiness within you will heal the challenge if it is a discordant one, will enrich the challenge and enrich yourselves if it is a concordant one. But this power of acceptance, right acceptance, intelligent acceptance, is a wonderful thing. We draw from the well of the waters of life, and that well is only within us, within each individual finite living creature. So I hope when you are back home and at work, business, office, whatever it is, you will continue the self-discipline, the learning, the working, and the growing very happily. I should like to thank all of those who have contributed so selflessly, wholeheartedly, richly to our summer school this year. Those who have helped with the yoga, with the meditations, with the secretarial work, and so on. I have merely enjoyed myself like the king, you know, in his counting house, counting out his money. That's all I have done. But thank you all very much indeed. In peace and strength be with you. In all probability, we shall meet again. Is there anything I have omitted, forgotten? Announcement or pronouncement?
So if you've got any wishes, everyone wants an announcement. Everyone's got their lists organised. You want
to take the bus, actually.
You're going to take the bus?
Yes.
You want to take the bus?
Well, I've got it arranged.
I see.
Tentative date for the next summer school.
16th, it should be a Monday, 16th of May to the 23rd.
16th to the 23rd.
Anybody's got a diary on them, we'll check that's right.
When is the next group meeting actually? The seems to be a little down.
4 weeks from now.
4 weeks.
16th, 17th, 18th of July. So, will you kindly just have a look at the cassette and tape orders and see that everything is clearly put exactly as you want?
16th.
Because strong young Brett, who has to do the job of all the cassettes, you see, will become poor old Brett if he has to undo anything if it is not clearly put down. All right? Thank you very much. Now,
before we go,
yes.
We can't say thank you.
Pardon?
We can't say thank you. We owe you too much. But you know what you mean by that.